A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, because this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Welcome to this week's edition of This is K-Pop. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. We're going to be talking about Wee-In and Mamamoo. Our girl Aisha from out in West Texas / New Mexico has returned to the program.
I'm glad to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Are we in the mood to talk about the In the Mood tour? I love puns. K-pop isn't really known for puns, are they?
Sometimes. They can butcher them. Their command of the English language is whatever they want to do with it, I've noticed.
I like that. I love the lawlessness. I love the freeness of it. I did something K-pop adjacent. I shot Madison Beard. Are you familiar with her and her work?
Mm-mm.
She did a cover song when she was like 14, 15, like 10 years ago, and it's put on her YouTube channel. Justin Bieber saw it. That's how it made her career, because all that attention that went to her. Two solo records out. The last one came out last year, called Silence Between Songs. But where the K-pop thing comes in is that she's also the voice of KDA,
mm-hmm.
that video game League of Legends.
Yeah.
She's the main voice of that.
Oh, okay.
They have a song you probably heard called Villain.
Oh, I only know myself no more. Take it to the grave, I'm a ghost. I know I can be so cold. In the dark, where I like to keep my heart. No more bite, no bark. Like to catch you away. Not afraid to die, time to make you cry, time to put a price all up on your head. Do just what I said.
I think there's three or four people in KDA.
Yeah, she's one of those voices. Then the opening act, I was really blown away by the girl named Taylor Upsell. She just goes by her last name, and she is on the Les Serafim remix of. That Elette song, it's got a real long title. It's got that Jersey Club song. It's like Eve and like the bearded butcher's pirate wife.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
That really long, crazy title.
That Bluebeard something.
Right, exactly. So the American voice that you're hearing on that is Taylor Upsell.
Oh, okay, who was opening cool.
So I saw a lot of K-pop stuff. One thing I did not know, every third girl was wearing like a prairie dress. It wasn't like full on LDS, but it's similar. Long bows in the hair and white doily.
Are you talking about like the white frill that goes around here?
Yeah, but around the midsection.
Huh.
And every skirt was some variation of this.
Like crocheted? I've noticed a lot of crocheted clothing. I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, maybe so. A lot of them were twinning, like two girls holding hands, both wearing all white. I think maybe she wore that in a video or something.
Hi, this is Natalie Cox. I play Juno Eclipse in The Force Unleashed, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Tanner.
First of all, Madison Beer is insanely attractive.
Megan Fox, I was looking her up as you were talking.
Yeah, and of course, it was very girl powered. Opening act, Taylor Upsell. Also works a very sexy gimmick, but a very empowered one. Bit of a butch type, definitely getting an LGBT vibe that was intended and received. Madison's show was great. She had a minimalist live band, but her music is very safe. It's not challenging. By contrast, Taylor's set was rock and roll. She had some songs that could be on an Alice Cooper record. She came out in a blue parka and the hair pulled back tight. When she takes off the parka, she's wearing Fifth Element cosplay. The one with the hot Russian girl wearing that kind of white getup.
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, thank you. Prior to that, somebody I didn't see listed that also opened the show, Denise Rogers, definitely there to rep LGBT. From afar, looked like Billie Eilish. Same haircut, same build, very tomboyish, wearing a hockey jersey. But people knew who she were. I had a really great parking spot across the street. I don't normally smoke her, but occasionally, and I hand roll them.
Really? And
that's why I'm coughing it, because I haven't smoked in like 6 months. If you're not used to this and saw somebody doing this in public and we're not in Europe, what would you think I was doing?
A joint.
Right. Here's where hijinks ensue. I saw some moms with their teenage daughters.
Right.
But even the mom was whipping out the leather skirt and the boots. You know what I mean? I'd gotten a little buzzed and I didn't want to drive home. Traffic's going to be nuts. I'm going to roll a cigarette, sit outside the car and smoke until traffic dies down. But I also had to piss like a drunk teenager. But I'd already had left the venue and saw a window to unfortunately urinate in public. I tell you that so you can understand why I might have been a little jumpy. I finished my business and I guess I looked non-threatening, because if I hadn't, then this woman and her teenage kids would have hurriedly jumped in the car to get away. First of all, I'm the oldest guy there by a mile anyway. I already felt self-conscious about it. Let's get away from the homeless public peeing older man in the black pink t-shirt. I had just looped the last part of my belt buckle, right? Okay. When suddenly mom out of nowhere goes, "Hey, are you okay?"
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, what did I look like? Did I look like I was in distress? Did I look like I was trying to break into my own car? Did I look like I was trying to break into someone else's car? I don't know what's wrong with me, because instead of thinking about how fun the show was and what a good time I had, all I can think about today is, did I ruin that family's night? It's just one of those weird things. I said, okay, this is my car. And I'm like proving it by opening the doors like a total fucking weirdo. And I looked over, the kids are looking at me horrified. And I said, you guys like the show? And they were like, weird man.
Was there any way they didn't notice you just urinated and your stance looked suspicious?
Maybe I must have had like a deer in headlights kind of a look on my face. It was just so embarrassing. I don't think there's any way they knew or saw me peeing, right? Okay. But I feel like today's gonna be, oh my God, Madison was so great. But then we went outside and this old guy was peeing in front of us, rolling a joint. Then he stole the car in front of us.
You're on a Reddit thread somewhere now.
I probably am. I just can't win at these things. What is wrong with me?
Does this happen at all your excursions or?
Alcohol is poison. That's what all it is.
Hey guys, this is Sunny Suicide, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner. Thank you so much for listening.
Before we get to WeN and Mama Moo and all that fun stuff, what is happening currently? Our audience needs to know in the world of K-pop.
Are you familiar at all with the Min Hee Jin Hybe situation?
Not at all. I'm all ears.
Do you know New Jeans?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so Min Hee Jin is the creator of New Jeans, and her sub-label under Hybe is Adore.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot. Long yeah. story short is she came out with a press conference, like, before anything happened, saying, like, Hybe was out to get her, and she showed all this proof, like, text between her and Bang Seok, the guy that created BTS, who now runs Hybe. Hybe is basically saying that she was having secret meetings to basically crash the worth of Adore, and then they would buy it back on the cheap. There's a term when you shadily do stocks.
Inside trading.
Her and some other people were, she said that they were just hypothetically talking. She's like, are people not allowed to talk? But Hybe is like, no, you're up to something shady. So that's the big thing between them. And here recently, she filed an injunction because tomorrow they're going to have a shareholders meeting
Okay.
and they're wanting to fire her and get her out of a door. But she was able to get an injunction, so they're not able to fire her right now. But it involves cults, like her saying that HYBE is a cult and her visiting shamans trying to curse BTS. It's absurd. The story's wild, but that's the. In a nutshell, is like she was doing something shady to acquire a door from out from under HYBE, and HYBE kind of put the kibosh to it. But she was smart in that she came out ahead of the story and had her own press conference, excuse me, which is really smart, especially in Korea,
Yeah.
because as I told you with the Luna and the Chu situation, like if public opinion turns against you, like you can go from the most beloved person to they just crucify you in an instant. And even
Yes.
recently, an actor, we covered briefly a drug scandal there for a bit.
Yep.
I think Giada was part of it, and I told you some actor was involved.
Right.
That actor wound up killing himself over it because the public just turned against him so
Oh
fast.
my God, that's awful.
That's how big a deal when these things happen to control the narrative. But if she's as shady as I think she was especially smart to do this press conference to get the public on her side. She just seems iffy to me.
What is the court of public opinion saying about her?
It's divided, but the public is pretty much for her in Korea. There's this mentality about being loyal to business. So for
Okay.
her to come out against the company, but she spun the narrative that it's her versus Goliath. She's got a lot of support. It's interesting.
But she doesn't sound like she has your support, though.
She was being audited and wanted her computer. And she wouldn't hand it over. She kept dancing around the subject. That's pretty suspicious. She seems kind of creepy. She has a Lolita fetish. It's very weird. Questionable artwork on her walls. Eve, the last Luna girl, finally came out. And as a DJ, I think you're really going to like her music.
I'll let you pick for just this episode, just not even a remix, just the actual track. Which should we use?
I think you'd like her.
Loop. Okay.
Meant to be, we might be alright now. Both scenarios to ups is so fine, fine. I swear I will never let you down, down. 꿈속으로 나를 가둬줘.
Olivia, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Tomorrow, Artemis, their album finally comes out. They've had four pre-releases up until now, but their full album will be out tomorrow. And Chu announced her album out June 25th, and it went on sale today.
So we're just inundated with Luna. You have no stuff. Money right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was my fear. They're going to do everything at the same time, and they are.
It's a Luna year, I guess you would say. Okay. So let's get into We End now. If I saw Mamamoo May of 2023, was We End in that group?
She should have been.
Okay.
All the girls are still together. They're just all doing solo stuff right now.
They all had their own albums and tours?
Mm-hmm. I know Solar gone solo now and been successful.
As I told you before, Mamamoo was one of the first shows I saw not knowing a single song in terms of the rankings of all the shows as being my least favorite.
Oh, really?
It was very entertaining and great costume changes, but I didn't leave there singing any songs with this kind of this high. Like when I saw ITZY, it's like, okay, I got to know everything about this group. We In solo show was at a much smaller venue. Mamamoo played Dickies Arena, which I believe holds something like 7,500 to 8,000 people. Mm-hmm. And it was packed. This was a very nice theater, the Majestic downtown Dallas, one of those great gold marquees with mezzanines, like an opera house with the gold. It's a very prestigious place to perform. And I think it might hold something like 700 or 800 seats in there. I'd say it was about a little over half full. There was a backup dancer where I was like, I must know who that is because this person is literally stealing the show. And that's no small feat. I tweeted this. Can anyone help identify the stunning backup singer with the long black hair? And shout out to Twitter handle @_MAIRules says her name is, and it's GYEONGJIN. I don't know how you would pronounce that. Okay. And
I'm trying to find it. I did see the tweet, but I never followed up to see if anyone answered you or not.
And then it says, and it goes, her Instagram is at, and I guess that's a/_ GYEONGJIN.
Geongjin?
Yeah. And I love that. The reason why I love that is because I love the idea in anything that I'm interested in, whether it's wrestling or punk rock or whatever it is, I love the idea that wouldn't it be so great that if sometime next year or the following year, that girl.
Yeah. Debuts.
You know what I mean? You know, kind of exploded out of the game because that girl right there was like, I don't think she was trying to upstage We In. What if We In's people see it instead of rewarding her? And it's kind of like when Van Halen would open for Journey, and it was like Journey was trying to get them kicked off the tour because Van Halen were blowing them away every night, and to the point where people were starting showing up to see Van Halen and then leaving. And I don't mean it's because she was good looking or she's like my type. That is all true as well. But when you're seeing a performer that is the equivalent to a freaking artist like painting on a canvas, just so inspired, it will draw your attention. And you can't take your eyes off of it. And that was her. She was as entertaining and powerful and just captivating as the person that she was supporting. And I told her as much on Instagram. And one thing I would say about We In, the format that K-pop shows follow is the, hi, I'm blah, 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 and reading the script. She strayed from it with confidence. She was very funny.
The extroverted.
Yeah, both of them are kind of introverted. And an introvert having to speak directly to a large screaming crowd and then following a script, it's nerve-wracking. There was none of that, man. She was cracking jokes, and it all felt very natural, which brought an intimacy to it. I thought that was great. And the solo songs, some good stuff there.
She's been doing it 10 years. She's got experience behind her.
Yeah, and she's a bit older, right? She just turned 29. I thought the show was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
How many songs did she did?
It was a full show. She did 21 songs. All 8 songs from In the Mood, 17, Bite Me, Dance for You, Here I Am, I Know, I Know, I Know, Beyond. Of course, In the Mood and On the Island and Spark. She did 5 more from her EP, Red, Butterfly, Oh Who, Springtime, Trash, and Watercolor. And then from We, her other EP, she did Make Me Happy, Paraglide, and Pastel. And then 5 more from various releases, including Deserve, D-Day, Easy, and We.
Was there a song that captivated you throughout the whole thing?
The song Trash was a lot of fun. In the Mood was a banger. She ended with We, the W-H-E-E-E, the ones I've been listening to most since the concert. The show just had a great energy to it, completely differently than the energy of the actual Mamamoo arena tour I saw last May. I was on the 10th row and realized I'd been sitting in the wrong row for half the show. I went to my actual seat, which was 5 rows up.
Oh, wow.
So I wrote on Twitter, upgrade, because why is this video so much closer now?
But you said that people were sparse, like sprinkled throughout, right?
First 5 rows were totally full. I didn't even look at the ticket because I've been to this venue so many times and was just there like a week prior for a Fast Times at Richmond High screening with Judge Reinhold, who plays Brad in the movie. Cool. So I know where the comp section is in most venues. Unfortunately, this was a situation where it was the shitty American merch. You've seen the poster, right? Her with the long white hair and turning. Put that on a shirt and take my money. Why wouldn't you put her beautiful face, beautiful body on this? What are you doing? Next time you see me, I might be wearing a bootleg WeeN shirt I made myself. Did you happen to see any of the videos that I posted?
I just saw that one.
I posted quite a few from the evening. We'll put them all together with intros and outros. You guys can check out on our YouTube channel, Tricky Kid. We've already got some great videos up from all the tours we've covered. Viz, who is coming here to a brand new building, the Coppell Art Center, sold out in 7 minutes.
Oh, wow. Good for them. I think they recently lost a member, so it's just 3 of them now.
Okay. That's good intel. I'm working on a mixtape right now for the big summer K-pop mixtape. You will see a mashup I'm currently working on that will mash up Untie with Lucimble Sensitive. And I'm going to add in a third element that I'm not going to give away just yet. You'll have to stay tuned for, but I'm very, very excited about it.
Listen to Eve's Loop and then Diorama, because I think as a DJ, there's a lot to play with here.
We'll have that play it out. What track are we going to hear, Aisha?
Diorama by Eve, Luna's Eve.
Next time we will be coming to you. We'll be talking about with my favorite group, ITZY, doing 2 nights, which is very exciting. June 14th. In Sugarland, Texas, and then right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, just 2 nights later on June 16th at the Toyota Music Factory. This is where we saw them originally. That'll be our June episode. In July will be this great mixtape. Thanks to our girl Aisha, I'm going to try to do something with the songs Loop and Diorama from Eve, from Luna. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing Lords of the Fallen via Twitch tomorrow night. That's going to start at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Xbox S Series. If you want to join, jump on Discord under the name DJ Tricky Kid. And of course, go to twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid. Make sure you are also following, subscribing to This Is K-Pop on the iHeartRadio app. And again, Tricky Kid TV on YouTube. If you want to follow me personally, I'm DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. And where can they find you on the interwebs, dear?
It's Mallory XI everywhere you look. MallorieXI.
Okay. So make sure you're following my girl and stick around. We're going to have a great, great summer. Lots of great shows, great tours, great music, mixtapes, giveaways, the whole bit. For my girl Aisha, I'm your host as always, DJ Tricky Kid. This is K-Pop, and we will see you next time.
Hurry, find me, baby. The clock is starting.